True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We don't care how you got here. You don't care how I got here. I don't care how you got here.
Stevenson breaking through the contact, and he takes it in.
Undrafted.
He just made the football team, guys.
And chiseled.
Free agent.
To the five, Diggs, touchdown!
First round.
I'm going to fight and die to protect them with everything I've got.
When you go out there in between the lines.
Made by Roland Sapp into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
It doesn't care what car you drove in. Do your job.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on the first regular season Patriots Friday of the year. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Fitzy, I don't know how you hear that little montage that the boys put together and not get a little bit juiced up, jacked up, ready. Doesn't matter what kind of car you drove in on. Just do your job. The hope and the excitement that I always tell you about. Now is the time, Fitzgerald, for hope and excitement. That could be crushed by Sunday afternoon. But right now, as a Patriots fan, as a Patriots player, and as a Patriots coach, you should have hope and excitement for the football season. It is upon us, Fitzy.
Oh, let me tell you, I woke up more excited than the pinnacle of the Tom Brady statue outside Gillette Stadium. I know it's probably going to last longer than 4 hours, and I will not be getting a prescription anytime soon, Andy. I am full mast Foxborough, let's go mode. It began last night with a wild kickoff to what I hope is a wild season that follows suit. You've got one of the most anticipated openers. I'm not just going to play the recency bias game and say, oh, this decade or in recent Patriots memory. This is flat out one of the most important and exciting openers in Pat's history, period. Full stop, end of sentence. There is so much to learn, so much at stake. And it is honestly, when you do the dirty deeds and your due diligence, this is a freaking great matchup to kick off this highly anticipated season.
But as it is a Patriots Friday, we'll begin our weekly rotation of New England coordinators. Today, we'll talk to Jeremy Springer, special teams coordinator, about
that's my guy.
5 minutes from now about the kicking game. There were some interesting aspects of the kicking game on display last night in that debut with the Eagles and the Cowboys. We've seen some explosive plays from the kicking game from the Patriots this preseason. So we'll talk to him about 5 minutes from now, a little more than that. But Fitzy, what are you most excited about? Like, we're obviously excited because the football season is back. But if I asked you to dig a little deeper, how would you describe the reasoning behind your excitement for Patriots season to be here?
Because I'm looking forward to watching something that's watchable again. I'm looking forward to being proud of the football team that stands to represent our region that has six banners in the end zone opposite the world's largest single flat screen television. I'm looking forward to being entertained once again, because I really haven't been, except when I take pity or folly in their nonsense and their defeat And them throwing up on themselves over the last couple of years. I'm looking forward to watching the Patriots again. Somebody took my football team from us years ago, and I would like them back. And I would like them to look, well, they can look like themselves. They can be unique. They can be authentic. But I want them to be something that I and the family and my friends and the region and all of Pat's Nation can be proud again. It's on both sides of the ball, Andy. It's on, but it's not just any one thing. Like, oh, I want to see Drake, or like, oh, I can't wait for Gonzo to get five picks in a game. Now I just borrowed your Andy Hart condescending voice. No, I'm looking forward to seeing Patriots football and whatever Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels have in store for us.
Yeah, there's a youthful excitement to this football team that is new to this season. I think Mike Vrabel brings that. Whatever his birth certificate says, when your head coach is out there hitting people and getting hit by people pre-draft and right on through practices, that adds an energy. Drake May is your franchise quarterback. He's the starting quarterback. That's something we didn't have a year ago when we were in that weird Jacoby Brissett mode. The young playmakers on both sides of the ball were excited about Milton Williams, who's still a young, athletic, energetic guy. Travion Henderson, Will Campbell. There is a youthful energy to this football team that I enjoy. And again, I don't know where it's going to go. One blow to that youthful energy, we'll get the news out of the way right off the bat, is Christian Gonzalez is officially out. We all expected that. We believed that would be the case. Officially, Will Campbell is questionable, but if you listen to the Jones and Keefe show, Mike Onwenu said, don't worry about it. So if he's not going to worry about it, I'm not going to worry about it, and I'm going to assume that Will Campbell will be starting at left tackle. So take that off your plate, but also take Christian Gonzalez off your depth chart for this game. Scratch him off the list. You won't have one of the best players on the team out there. But the reality is there's a vibe to this team. It's not Red Sox vibes. I'm not going down the road of Red Sox vibes where we started the year. But there is a better vibe with this football team than we've seen in a couple of years, in my opinion. And you hope that that is sort of the spark toward whatever this season is going to be.
Yeah, when the Patriots score a touchdown, are they going to take a Pat the Patriot helmet and put it on and then run down and get high fives from everyone on the bench, kind of like the Red Sox do with the Wally helmet?
What about a turnover chain? Those are all the rage in college still.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't. A laundry cart ride along the sideline?
Something. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if these guys do, because they are going to go into the season one of the youngest teams in the NFL.
Yep.
And Vrabel, that's sort of A, I think, to their benefit, and B, a necessary part of what Vrabel is going through now, as he has stripped away the entitlement, the bloat, the rot, and everything else that doesn't belong. And now this is the rebuild. Put it this way, if the Patriots are able to be a quality product and show you that they are pointed in the right direction during this year, which is, I don't know, what, the fourth different rebuild in 5 years post-Tom Brady, then that's a win for all of Pat's Nation. I know that's tough to embrace because we want playoffs, but you know what? If you're a quality team on the way to something good over the next couple of years, I would take that all the way to the bank.
So now, as we await Jeremy Springer to join us on the phone lines, I'm going to ask you that awkward question that you don't want him to hear the answer to if he joins the show mid-answer for Nick Fitzy Stevens. But the excitement, the change, the energy is a reason for optimism, the youth. What is your biggest concern as we head into this opener? Is it as simple as, I don't know, be nice to have Christian Gonzalez out there, or is it something different than that?
The biggest concern I have for the Pats isn't on defense, it's on offense, and it's continuity, communication, rhythm. Is Drake able to get going? Does Drake take the profit? Do the new receivers gel? Does this running back room, the Cerberus, if you will, the three-headed monster of Gibson and Mondre and Henderson, do they vibe together? Yeah, and it begins? God, it's so freaking boring, but it's so damn relevant. Can the offensive line hold up and do their job first and foremost? Because without them, Hart, then none of the rest of anything we have talked about from 203 to 214 means squat.
You landed where I am. It's the offensive line. If this offensive line is good, this team is going to be good. If this offensive line struggles, this team is going to struggle. I think everything they do offensively, and then by extension, everything they do as a team, boils down to just how much this offensive line is improved, is competitive, and maybe evolves as the season goes along. That's the other thing, too. If you start four new guys and you have two of those being rookies, there should be an improvement and an evolution from week one to week five to week 10, assuming that these guys stay healthy as they gain experience. So it all starts and ends with the offensive line for me. But joining us on the phone lines now, and Stiz, you're going to have to pot him up, Jeremy Springer, the special teams coordinator for your New England Patriots. Jeremy, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I know you're a high energy. We're doing great, thank you. But I know you're a high energy guy. Are you an even higher energy guy this week? And even, you know, the Friday before the opener, there has to be a little extra juice and just energy heading into, or even anxiety heading into that first game of the year.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We're always high energy, and I'm very excited for the first game of the year. It's always like, it's like throwing that first punch, and you just got to get out the way. And there's what comes with that too, some anxiety as well. But it's all in good faith, just because you've been preparing for so long, and you just want things to go so well for the guys and have success for the community and everybody. So, yeah, I can answer that with wholeheartedly, and a lot of energy, some anxiety, but all in good fashion.
Man, we're parents. We work long hours. We need energy drinks to get through our day. Jeremy, it doesn't sound like you would even possibly need any sort of energy drink or caffeine. You are just a spark plug out there. And I think your unit it's great. Good vibes, high energy, and I think your unit feeds off of it as well. And as we get into this first game, one of the challenges that you have, one of the tasks at hand, is working with a rookie kicker. Are you happy with where Borregales is right now, and are you guys fully confident that, let's say, going into week one against the Raiders, expected to be a very tight game, your guy can get it done anywhere you ask him to?
Of course. Excited as heck to see Borregales go out there. All our guys, even Ashby, our rookie long snapper. And it's a challenge, right? New guys and new opportunities and new environments. And you want to see how they're going to react in these environments. And this is the first true test. So I'm excited. We're all back behind him. We got his full support. And, hey, man, we gave him the reins to take it over. He's going to get on the field. I'm not going to be on the field for him, but I got full confidence that he's taking care of his body the right way, and he's going to be ready to go on Sunday.
While we're on the topic of kickers, something popped up on the broadcast last night of the opener with the Eagles and the Cowboys. Apparently, and I wasn't really aware of this till they talked about it, there's been a rule change with the kicking balls. You guys are able to bring your own balls to the game that are prepared the way you like them. So, question here. Will that really potentially benefit field goal kickers? Do you think we could have better accuracy or even longer field goals attempted? And what do kickers do to prepare the balls so that they're ready to go?
Yeah, I do think it's going to help the guys. This is a rule passed by a few of the teams, and it got passed. I'm glad it did. And it allows these guys to hit with those balls consistently. And there's a lot of different things. You know, kickers, man, our specialists, they're all around the league. They're all good guys, but you know, it's just like anything, like a track runner, like that. They're a little over anal about certain things, and having the ball, I think it just gives them that little extra confidence of, hey, I'm hitting the same ball. I know how it feels. I know what kind of pressure it has on it. I know, you know, the scenes are. I just know everything about this ball. It's not a new one that they prepared. The NFL gave it to us. We handled it the right way. And I would say this throughout the week, those guys they're just consistently using the ball and making sure that it's the right feel and the right one they want on the field for the guys. And it's going to help, I think. I really do think around the league it's going to help all the guys. I thought last night you saw Jake Elliott for the Eagles, man. He was on fire. And I think it could be a reflection of having those footballs with them 24/7.
Yeah, as you know, obviously air pressure in footballs is a pretty touchy subject around New England. So it's good to hear that you got it on
lock. All legally, man. All legal over here.
all legal. No, although we haven't had a good gate or a scandal in a while, Jeremy. Not saying that we need one this season, but there's obviously a lot of work to do.
We just need to win games. That's it.
It's all we're going to do. Show some energy, effort, and maybe a couple of dubs along the way. On the subject of the return game, how many? I know. Obviously, you couldn't have gotten off to a better start with Travion in the first preseason game with the 100-yard return to the house. How much might we see him back there? What kind of combos might we see? And I've also heard that some teams might deploy up to 3 returners on kickoffs now because of the new landing zone rules.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with this new dynamic kickoff is getting to year 2 is you're seeing that, you know, most of the guys back there are bigger bodies. They're running backs, right? Because and when you look at the play, it's like a 9-on-7 inside zone type of scheme. And so you need guys that can break tackles and break on tackles. So, yeah, I think you're going to see different combinations throughout the year, whether it's us and other teams. And you really want to use your backfield. You know, I don't think you want to have a Marcus Jones back there who is a damn good punt returner, but you don't need him taking a bunch of hits from linebackers when he's not used to doing that. You know, he's a nickel on defense, and he's a good punt returner. That's what he does for us. So I think you've seen the running backs in the back end. I think you see that around the league, and we just got to be prepared to see more bigger bodies back there, and then we got to be prepared to have a good rotation of guys that can do it for us back there that we feel confident that can break tackles and get forward.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Jeremy, your job is unique, I feel like, looking at it from afar. I don't know if you would agree. is you don't really know the cast of characters you're going to have sort of until that final cutdown. Obviously, you're working with a ton of guys, 90-plus guys during the preseason, and, you know, sort of guys are put on the roster for offense, defense, and then they're available for you on opening day in the kicking game. Does that create another level of sort of unknown for you? You're starting to figure out which guys are on your roster, your depth chart, and how you're going to deploy them?
I think, you know, that, I bet it's like that for some teams. I think with the way Coach Vrabel has done a great job with us as a staff is he's always in communication. We're constantly talking about the team, the roster, and even through the preseason and OTAs. We're always in communication, so I have an idea what the defense and offense are liking, who they like, and so I can prepare my depth charts that way, and I can prepare for down the road on who we're probably going to have on the roster or not. So I would say some teams probably have that issue. I would say with the way Vrabel runs the ship here and the way he communicates, it makes my job a lot easier.
So, Jeremy, obviously Brendan Schooler takes over after Matthew Slater leaves a couple of years ago, becomes a team captain. Obviously, he's a team leader and a stud on special teams as well. How important is it to have that one guy that you can always depend on, not only just making plays, being in the right place the right time, and, you know, and teaching the other guys how it gets done and kind of being like a spiritual leader on the team?
I think that's, you said, you kind of nailed it, is when you have a guy like that, that kind of paves the way and shows how to do it day in and day out consistently. You allow the younger guys on the team that are going to be playing for you on special teams to see how it's done. So, like, I'm a coach. Yes, I can scream and yell, and I can show examples on the screen. But at the end of the day, the players are the ones that kind of run the team. The players are the ones that give the examples. The experience on the field is what allows players to kind of come together and play harder. And so it's nothing better than having a guy like him show the way every day consistently, because now those guys are like, all right, I'm seeing how it's done. That guy's an all-pro. He's getting paid what he's getting paid to play special teams. I can make a name for myself doing the same thing. And that's what you need as a coach. That's all you ask for. The players can help lead. They can help get the team together. You just help facilitate it, and you keep the culture strong, and you keep bringing the same message that the head coach and the rest of the staff's doing.
Jeremy, I want to rewind a little bit to last winter. Obviously, there was a change in regimes, head coaching change. You were here last year, and you're here this year. What was that process like? I assume you interviewed for the job with Coach Vrabel. Were you surprised you got it? Were you worried that you weren't going to be here? How did that all unfold in the winter?
I would just say this, you know, in this profession, I'm always grateful to have a job. And I think you can't take this job for granted because one season you can be here, the next season you can't. And I was grateful to get an opportunity to be retained by Coach Vrabel. And I don't take that lightly. Again, I'm taking advantage of this year and this year only. And I understand that this year is the only year guaranteed for me. And I'm just grateful to be here right now and to get the opportunity. I'm hoping that I can do everything I can to stay here, continue to build a culture and build a team, win games, you know, host NFC championships here, win Super Bowls with Coach Vrabel. And I'm going to take full opportunity. And again, I'm just grateful to be here.
And lastly, obviously, there are the marquee names we know, Travion Henderson, Marcus Jones, Bryce Behringer, Brendan yep. Schooler. But are there any guys that have sort of come on out of nowhere this year? Are there any new guys that we should kind of have our eyes out for in terms of the return game, gunners, tackles, or possible special team superstars?
You know, I think we got a pretty a sound group of guys that I'm excited about. You know, Jack Gibbons comes to mind because he's done a great job throughout camp, and that was a great sign for us. I think Marte Mapu, who's done a phenomenal job coming in, doing his thing. Del Pettis, a guy we had last year as a free agent, who's back with us on the roster, who's made his way and just continues to fight. You know, and we'll see how this thing gathers on into the season, right? Because there's going to be guys that are going to show out. There's going to be guys that get injured, new guys pop in, and they continue to progress. And I'm just excited. But those, some of the new additions we got this year, you know, Craig Woodson as well, I know he's starting at safety, but those things like that, I'm just excited to see these guys develop throughout the year, see which guys end up being core guys for me ultimately, and then which guys actually graduate to offense and defense, and they do their thing on that side.
Jeremy, before we let you go, I got to ask you. So we see the energy when it's targeted at football season, special teams, all of that. When you're away from football, when you get those few chances that NFL coaches do over the course of the calendar year, where does the Jeremy Springer energy go then?
Man, I tell you what, couple things. I love to travel, so my energy takes me to wherever, you know, the plane takes me to, whether it's Europe or it's, you know, on the West Coast or something like that. And, you know, if it's in town, I like to get around the community. I like to do community classes. So when I say that, I'm like, you know, Barry's boot camp, a boxing class, a yoga class. Oh. I like to take my energy in those kinds of things and be around the community and just kind of like meet new people and just kind of do that. Instead of partying all day, you know, I like to go to a yoga class or I like to go to a boxing class, something like that. So that's kind of where, as I get older, that's where my energy takes me.
Awesome. I love it. Appreciate you talking to us. We're looking forward to talking to you every few weeks as the season unfolds, and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much. You guys enjoy it, and have a great season, all right?
Thanks,
awesome.
Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll discuss where the Patriots are going on Sunday, what our feelings are heading into the biggest game of the year. But first, we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
We're always high energy, and I'm very excited for the first game of the year. It's always like, it's like throwing that first punch, and you just got to get out the way. And there's what comes with that, too, some anxiety as well. But it's all in good faith just because you've been preparing for so long, and you just want things to go so well for the guys and have success for the community and everybody. So, yeah, I can answer that with wholeheartedly. A lot of energy, some anxiety, but all in good fashion.
That was the voice of Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer, who joined us just a few minutes ago here on WEEI Afternoons. We're going to talk to a rotating coordinator each Friday during the regular season. So we get the special teams coordinator today. Next week it'll be either offense or defense. We'll rotate through. I thought it was interesting, ooh, Fitzy, because he's a guy, he's definitely the rah-rah energy guy. And I don't want to blow his cover, but he does use energy drinks. I've seen him come onto the practice.
No.
Yep, he does.
No, he's just like the rest of us?
Yep. Maybe one that team I used to shill for previously. But yeah.
Aren't we lucky to have him?
Nope, not that one. The other one I used to shill for. I've made the rounds. Should
we take his temperature and take in Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Yeah. No, not that one.
Wow, no secret safe with you, Andy, huh? Threw the guy right under the bus.
Well, I mean, he takes the field in front of hundreds and thousands of people drinking an energy drink, so okay, I think others know
but
it
he,
as well.
But he is a vibe. Can I ask you this? Did he accidentally give us, like, not sneaky big news, but a little bit of a deet when he said that Woodson was starting?
Well, I mean, I think we all kind of knew that, but...
No, but it was not confirmed. I mean, yeah. we thought Craig Woodson was going to play, but we didn't know he was starting.
Oh, I think most people expected him to start. That was the whole line of thinking as to why Jabril Peppers started to have a tantrum or something, and maybe that's what got him cut, and he found out he was going to be a backup, and that they were going... All the reports at that time where they were going with Hawkins and Woodson at the safety position... he did give us some other details. We're not going to be seeing Marcus Jones at kick returner.
But the way he broke it down, yeah, which is a surprise, but the way he broke it down was great. Like, I even saw you nodding your head like during that, like, oh, this is good football intel. The way that the new dynamic kickoff has taken shape and that it's a 9-on-7 now, not 11-on-11. And you want a bigger back out there who's got some speed. I hate to say it, but Travion Henderson is literally built for that.
Oh, absolutely. And you're seeing the trend toward running backs and the bigger returners. Patterson, Cordarrelle Patterson, who was a bigger returner, would be, you know, a marquee
Gibson.
Guy. Those
yep.
types of people. It'll be interesting because the one thing they can't improve upon is the way they started the preseason. So they can only match it by returning the opening kickoff for a touchdown to start
105 yards.
Regular. Yeah, they could go back to the old Ellis Hobbs record of 109 yards or whatever the hell it is in the end zone. I don't think you'll be seeing a lot of those because they'll take the ball
Ellis.
At the 35-yard line. But no, that's a good energy interview to start things off with what we were talking about for what this team is. And he had some interesting things to say in there. He got very wrapped up and excited when he was like, bringing AFC championship games and Super Bowls and tight. And I was like, okay, all right, coach, you got a little ahead of yourself there. Let's just win a couple football games first and mm-hmm. steer the ship in the right direction before we start talking about Super Bowls. But I love the energy. He did sort of downplay. Okay, so on the broadcast last night, I'm watching the Sunday night football crew on Thursday night for the regular season opener made a big deal about the kicking balls. He kind of basically said these crazy kickers will have the same ball they're used to and that'll give them more confidence. He didn't really seem to make it much more than that it was not really that big a deal. It's just they know where the laces are. They know where the how inflated it is, how hard it is, whatever. It's I don't know that it's actually going to travel. It's sort of like Dumbo's feather. You give them
right.
the ball they're used to kicking, and they feel more comfortable kicking it.
But I was watching McAfee earlier today. Sick brag, bro. And he was going on about how, you know, now they can only get the balls broken in a certain degree, and they get a certain amount of time to go and, like, work them over and, you know, buff them up. And, like, it sounds like a whole big hassle. Like, why are we here at this point now with, like, new kicking balls that have a certain amount of time? Like, just let the guys bring what they want to kick with if that's what makes them comfortable. Don't we all just want the best, highest scoring product?
Yeah, I treat it the same way I treat steroids and home runs. Like, I just want to see home runs. I just want to see long balls, the longest home runs. Show me field goals. If you're going to kick 70-yard field goals with regularity, I'm fine with that. If that's, you know, an addition to the kicking game, I'm fine with it, especially if the Patriots have a kicker that can join that fun. Borregales is somebody to keep an eye on, very much so in this game, because a lot of us don't believe he actually won the job. He was given the job because he was a draft pick. It will be interesting to see how ready to go he is. I think we all think, you know, certainly Vegas thinks this could be like a field goal type game and there could be a kick here or there.
Vegas.
So I would say that, you know, he is one of the more, if you were doing like a 10 players to watch, Patriots versus Raiders.
Ooh, Andy hold on, let me write this for the website.
Nope,
Ten players to watch?
Yes, 10 players to watch. Andy Borregales would be on that list. It's not sexy, it's not exciting, but the rookie kicker who was a little inconsistent in the summer, not quite as consistent as his veteran partner, would probably be part of that story. Guys to keep an eye on in a game where one team, at the very least, is looking to play some defense and probably be cautious on offense and maybe kick some field goals and see if they can win a relatively low-scoring affair.
Before, whether irregardless of our convo with Springer, which was very fun, and when I found out we had the coordinators on Fridays, I was looking forward to talking to him, as I am possibly Terrell Williams or Josh McDaniels next Friday. But before the show started today, where is your confidence in the Patriots being able to keep up with, if not defeat, the Raiders? Is it higher than it's been in a while, lower than it's been in a while, or have you been basically settled in at altitude for a while?
I would say we've settled in. I don't think really anything's changed of late for me. It's not like Christian Gonzalez not playing is some surprise. We started to realize and expect that Christian Gonzalez wasn't going to play. I will say there was that little blip of uh-oh yesterday when the injury report came out and Will Campbell was on it, because I sure as hell don't want to see them start the season without Will Campbell. Although I'll also say I listened to Josh McDaniels yesterday, and he kind of teased at or alluded to them maybe rotating on the offensive line, that maybe the five guys that go out there to start the game against the Raiders won't be the only five offensive linemen you'll see. That's something the Patriots have done in the past under Bill Belichick, is rotate offensive linemen early in the year, especially if they're not totally sold on who the starter is at a position like, I don't know, center, left guard, some of the spots here that have been competitions right down to the wire. But no, I'm kind of where I've been, and I sort of teased it on the crossover with Jones and Keith. I think the Patriots are fun and exciting and competitive, but I think if we were doing one of those NBA playoff series style drafts, the better players are on the Raiders. The higher end talent is on the Raiders. I think they have three offensive weapons you can argue are better than any offensive weapons you have. And I think with Christian Gonzalez out, they have the best defensive football player in this game. So there's some high end playmaking, game changing talent on the Raiders.
The first four picks in a fantasy draft between the two teams go off the board to the Raiders?
I think you can make a very strong argument for that. Wow. And if that, it, now maybe depth goes the Patriots' way, or you start to do that, look a little deeper dive, maybe that changes things, but that's where I am. 617-779-7937. How excited are you, Patriots fans, for the start of the regular season? How confident are you in your football team? A little bit later, we'll look at how many wins fans are projecting. That was the poll of the day today. We'll see where the confidence lies. Is it a Brian Hoyer 8 to 11 wins? Is it on the high end of that, the low end of that, somewhere? 617-779-7937. Up next, though, we do need to touch on last night's NFL opener. It started very high-scoring affair. Then we got lightning and storms, and suddenly the lightning made the offenses go away. There were some big plays, some big drops, and we had a little spitting going on. All that and more from Philadelphia last night in the NFL opener. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
5-yard line. Conduct, defense number 98. Number 98's defense, Ashes, has disqualified him from the game.
Whoa.
15-yard penalty.
Whoa.
First down.
So Jalen Carter, the focus and the star for the Cowboys, for the Eagles on the front line, out for the game before a snap. Here he goes. He walks there. In front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit? Did he spit on him?
Did he spit? Did he spit? Yes, he did spit. Mike Tirico. He did spit on Dak Prescott. Now, further examination of all the facts, and I saw somebody joke about there was a second spitter. Dak Prescott did spit previous to this. Whether he was spitting toward Carter, over his linemen, whatever happened. Second guy in, always second spitter always gets caught, Fitzy. It's the rule of the way, always. Right?
Yep, never be a double spitter.
You don't want to be the second spitter. You always get caught. But that was amazing. That was one of those like, the NFL season is back and it's already drunk, as the kids would say. Like, it's the best defensive player on the defending champion Eagles is kicked out of the game before you run a defensive snap. Mm-hmm. Your coordinator's probably like, well, I'll just throw this game plan we had right out the window and we'll just wing it the rest of these 59 minutes and 55 seconds or whatever is left in this game. But the Eagles get the win in a very strange game. Fitzy, I'm going to read to you the drive charts, and there'll be a line of demarcation in the middle. So early in the game, touchdown, 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 field goal, touchdown, field goal, halftime, field goal, fumble, weather delay because a cell blew through the Philadelphia area and there was lightning in the area. Then it turned into punt, 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 downs, end of game. It was a much better game before the lightning.
I was
going to
say, tell me the one thing you notice about these two, these two score charts. Good God, talk about just literally sucking all the, and there's like 5 minutes left in the third quarter. So we got 2/3 of a game. Then we got Garrett and Sims and Maria and D-Mac vamping in a tunnel for an hour, which was, oh, and then we went to the other tunnel with Collinsworth's offspring. What's his name? Jack?
Yeah. Jacques.
And, yeah, Jack Collinsworth and someone else. That was some really compelling coverage right there. I got to tell you, those guys, they were stretching that taffy as long as they could.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think a lot of us fell asleep, Andy. Did you make it through the end?
I watched, and I don't know how this happened. I'm always the first one to fall.
Like 10.
Yes, I'm a 10 o'clock sleeper. Somehow I watched the entire game. Not that it was really worth it, especially when CeeDee Lamb started to decide to not catch the football.
He Aguilar'd that one for the Dallas Cowboys, something.
He had a great game, but not as great a game as he could have, and if he had a better game, they might have won the football game and upset the defending Super Bowl champions. But Jalen Hurts ran the ball quite a bit. If you're a Patriots fan looking at that game, I think you're like, huh, we got one of those that can choose to run like that. And I continue to point out, Jalen Hurts is the best safe runner at the quarterback position today. It used to be Russell Wilson, but now it's Jalen Hurts. Even in the open field, he gives you like that little shimmy shake, and then he's like, just kidding, gonna slide. He stays out of harm's way virtually all the time. The only time you saw him really kind of go for it was the pylon, dove into the corner. I think it was his second touchdown of the game. Quiet game for A.J. Brown. Normal game for Saquon Barkley.
What's up with that?
I just think it was the evolution of the game, and that's how good that team is. They're a good football team. They can beat you in a variety of ways. When you have superstars, all-pro talents like Hurts and Barkley and A.J. Brown, like, sometimes somebody's going to have a quiet game as things sort of unfold. But it was a fun start to the season. We got another game tonight on YouTube, so you can find it if you're like me. Hopefully it's on my TV in San Paulo.
I've said this before. Why are you trying to aggressively enter the grandpa with the remote control portion of
Are you guaranteeing me? Are you guaranteeing me when I push the little talk button on my remote and say YouTube, it's going to go right to YouTube?
Yes.
You sure?
You can have Dan Ball and Stiz will tell you. They'll back me up on this. If you have anything resembling a, quote, smart TV, then like the first app that's usually loaded in is YouTube.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Didn't you just get a Roku or something for your basement?
I got that in the basement. So Worst case scenario, I can go down there. You're
that
right.
That for sure is going to work.
Absolutely. Yeah. If I have any problems with the regular
TV.
It's on the TV. I think it'd be on the TV too, though, because my kids watch a lot of YouTube. So I know it works on my TV in some form or fashion. But we got Chiefs Chargers. I hope that one is similar to the first half of the Cowboys and Eagles and not so much the second half action that we saw.
All right, hold on. I do have an in-show question. Stiz, Dan, which of the two of you is basically Geek Squad or tech support for when Ted calls at 8:03 and says, how do I get this game on?
That would be his fantasy football partner. I'm delegating that to the other side of the Master Blasters.
Stiz, you know you're getting that call.
That's all right. Anything from my guy.
That's right. And
what are you eating?
Do we think that he's always eating?
He's always eating.
He's like Brad Pitt.
He's
eating.
It's healthy this time.
He's like Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11. He's always eating in every scene.
Does Jalen Carter have to worry about getting suspended? Not everybody at once.
Does Jalen Carter have to worry about a suspension? No.
No?
He lost a whole football game.
I mean,
like, I think they'll treat it as an in-kind suspension.
And I do.
That would be stupid.
I do wonder if the further investigation that shows that there was sort of a previous spit going on. I would be surprised if he gets suspended, but I think it's at least on the table for a topic of discussion. I mean, you can be double penalized in the NFL. They do it all the time. Yes, Dan Ball.
It feels like something in the middle. I feel like a fine is coming for this one.
Yeah. Pay $15,000. See you next week.
I'll give you $25,000. That's my pick.
But if you're an Eagles fan, though, like you watch the first play, one of your players looks like he's out for the season, and your best defensive player, while they deal with that player from the kickoff, gets kicked out of the game. It's like, are we snake bitten 5 seconds into the season?
Like, who do they think could be out for the season?
It was their fullback special teams guy.
Not the fullback.
Yeah, it's a sad day.
And like 10 minutes before, you had the banner that was being raised. Yeah. Like, oh, we're not in Kansas anymore.
And who was the guy that announced him? I know I'm not the biggest pop culture guy, but who was the Philly resident who actually did the E-A-G? He was a superstar, a pop culture phenom guy that I am not familiar with. I'm assuming he's an actor. But
wasn't Bradley Cooper, was it?
No. I know who Bradley Cooper is.
All right, just making sure.
Good Lord.
Well, you didn't know about A Star Is Born a couple of months ago when we were talking about that.
I haven't seen it. I'm aware that it existed and there were people that acted and sang in it, so to speak.
Siri, open YouTube.
So, the Eagles get off on the right foot, which is the way it generally works. I think it's now 21 of 26 years with these Thursday night openers that the defending champ gets the win.
You remember the last one was actually a thrilling game, and it kind of plays into tonight as well. Last one to not win was the Chiefs a couple years ago when they lost by uno point to the Lions. And I think what the stat they rolled off last night, like the Chiefs are 6-1 in nationally televised openers. Like Mahomes is money in the bank, usually.
Yeah, Mahomes is good. Brady's good, but Brady lost one to the Chiefs, actually, in that same situation coming off a Super Bowl in Foxborough.
42-27. That's what gave us the angry Brady on the bench meme.
So, you know, it definitely has a home field Super Bowl champion advantage, but it's not perfect. 617-779-7937. The NFL season is here. The Patriots season is here. We'll be talking about it all afternoon on a Patriots Friday. But up next, it's time for our three-point stances, and I have to talk about Jeremy Swayman, because, well, Jeremy Swayman is talking about Jeremy Swayman and saying Jeremy Swayman more than he should. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.